Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about modafinil. Modafinil. So what is modafinil? Who is it for? Who uses it? And how did I come about it? So today's video podcast is going to be a little bit different. As you can see, decided to take a little drive. I'm actually going to go out and do a little bit of barefoot walking. It's my first time this season. It's been a little cold and wet. Still a little bit chilly. We got some sun, but the wind is chilly, that's for sure. We had a lot of snow in the mountains still, so hopefully she's good. May just have to run if I really need to. To keep the body temperature up, but yeah, so let's get to it. Modafinil, what is it? What is modafinil? Modafinil is actually a prescription drug that is prescribed to people who have sleeping disorders. Let's say people who suffer from narcolepsy, who fall asleep all the time. And because they fall asleep, well, they need, in order to function in life, they need to be able to be awake. So they are prescribed something like modafinil. It's a wakefulness drug. So what else? People who suffer from insomnia also are prescribed modafinil because it promotes wakefulness. So people who can't sleep, they are often tired, very tired, and they need to be alert and focused. So in order to maybe work their job, maybe to be functionable during the day, whatever it is. People who also are prescribed modafinil are also people who do crazy shift work. So people who don't run a regular schedule, their schedule's all over the board, and because of this, it's hard for them to live a normal life and function normally. Because when they should be sleeping, they can't, and this messes with their system, and then maybe they have to work when they're super tired because they couldn't sleep and all this stuff, and then it's just a big, ruthless cycle. So people like this are also prescribed modafinil. So modafinil is a prescription drug that promotes wakefulness, and it's prescribed to those kinds of folks. So let's talk about wakefulness. And so wakefulness, what is wakefulness? So simply, when you get a beautiful 6 to 8 hours of sleep, how do you feel? You feel amazing, right? You feel really good. You feel alert. You feel focused. You feel like you can concentrate a lot more. You feel like you're on point. That is what wakefulness is. So when we talk about wakefulness from a wakefulness drug, essentially that's almost what we're talking about is, well, more increased concentration, focus, better mood, all this kind of stuff, because that's essentially what wakefulness is. So because of that, people started to use modafinil for other uses than its primary use because of this. So let's go back to Silicon Valley. So for those of you who don't know Silicon Valley is actually where Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Uber, Lyft, all these companies, Airbnb, are at Silicon Valley in California. And so with the technology, the big tech companies, okay, these guys, there's the competition is extremely fierce with these guys. Okay, let's say you're an engineer and you wanted to get hired by Google. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're an engineer. Google doesn't give a shit if you're an engineer. Okay, Google doesn't care. Google has thousands upon thousands of engineers who want to work for Google. Now, let's not get all caught up and lost in whatever you may believe about Google and Google's evil and blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're not talking about that. Okay, so don't fucking get all caught up in that shit. I know people love to do that. They lose focus of what we're actually talking about. So that's not what we're talking about. So don't get lost in that. That's not what we're talking about. Okay, so just fucking focus with me, okay? Pop some modafinil. So yeah, Google doesn't care if you're an engineer. You can be the best engineer. You can be the best coder, the best developer. Google doesn't give a shit about that. Okay, they got thousands upon thousands of them right behind you. They want to know what can you bring. They want to know your personality style. They want to know who you are. The amount of hoops that people have to go through in order to be hired by these companies is incredible. People have no idea. Because in the everyday world, you know, what used to happen, and it's slowly changing to be more about like what these big tech companies are doing, it's slowly changing to it. But what used to happen in the everyday world is that back in the day, everybody would get a degree. So it was, oh, you got to get a degree. You got to get a degree. If you don't get a degree, well, you can't get a job. So everybody started to get a degree. And then all of a sudden, everybody and their dog was getting a degree. And it just became whatever. People would look at a resume, they're like, no degree, no degree, no degree. Oh, this person's got a degree, you're hired. And they put the stamp of approval on. And because everybody and their dog just could go out and get a degree, well, now that's all people were looking for. They're just like, oh, degree, yeah, hired, hired, hired. But then where the problem came in is now you had a bunch of shitheads in these companies. Now, I'm not saying everybody who has a degree is a shithead. It's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that because everybody and their dog can get a degree, you did end up with a lot of shitheads working for businesses. People who were not good with customer service. People who were not good for business. People who were not good at anything. Maybe they're really good at their job, but they were not good as a team player. Okay, I had jobs where I had maybe a year or two of experience, and versus some guy who had as much experience as I had been on this earth, but nobody wanted to work with him. Everybody hated him. I was the one getting the phone call. People are like, we want you to come to our job site. And I was like, all right, fucking. After I left the job site, I had job offers everywhere. Whereas this guy, no, people couldn't stand to fucking get rid of him. They're like, oh, it's this guy again, you know? And then I'd be working with him, and I'm like, oh my God, like, dude, you're cramping my style, bro. Like, okay, I have a reputation to upkeep, and you're fucking ruining it. True story. And so, but I had a fraction of his experience. If you needed a maybe it was a very detailed project, I'd walk in there, I'm like, I don't know how to do that, man. Fucking, I don't know. But this guy could, because he had all that experience, but nobody wanted him on the job. That was the thing. And so maybe I could figure it out. It would take me a lot longer, but people would appreciate that much rather than having to deal with this guy. So everybody and their dog was coming out with their degrees, and then they started just hiring everybody on that. They're like, oh yeah, they didn't look at anything else. They're just literally looking at a piece of paper and just saying, oh, degree, okay, hired. So then all these companies started getting all these shitheads working for their companies because everybody could get one and get a degree. And so then things needed to change, and that's where we're kind of at right now. We're kind of at this like point in the world where people don't care about your credentials. They care about you and what you bring to the table. Because, yeah, the credentials, if you spend 6 years behind a school desk getting your credentials, and I spend 6 years of my life traveling the world and living life, I always say, you put me head to head with somebody who has a stack of credentials, I bet you I will walk out with that job, okay? And I won't even have as much fucking, I won't be as like skilled as that person, credentially. If that's work. So, why? Because there's something not, there's IQ, but then there's also EQ as well. I'm not saying I'm the greatest at EQ, I've got a long ways to go, but in comparison to most people, absolutely. So how does this compare into modafinil and all that stuff? So I was always looking for an edge. So back in the day, with Silicon Valley, going back to these guys, because people are always, like, there's, behind you, if you're an engineer, there's thousands others, okay? So you gotta keep your edge up. You gotta have that reason that they wanna keep you on their team. because there's 1,000 others who wants that spot right there. So these guys are always looking for an edge in the Silicon Valley. And so, and also in the tech world, because technology is so fierce, the competition is so fierce, you have to be looking for an edge. You have to be trying to figure something out. And so that's what a lot of people don't actually realize, is that the next day a new company could emerge and then all of a sudden take out your company within the next couple of years. Like, you have no idea. That's how fierce the competition is. It's insane. So these guys are always looking for an edge. So what they did is they started looking into and figuring something out called biohacking. So biohacking is simply trying to unlock your bio potential. How can we be smarter? How can we think faster? How can we be more creative? How can we have more energy? How can we code longer? How can we develop better? You know, so how can we innovate better? How can we stay ahead of our competition? They're always looking for something, so they got into biohacking. Biohacking is all kinds of things. Biohacking can be as simple as, let's say, butter coffee, keto diet, paleo diet, carnivore diet. It could be walking barefoot, cryogenic therapy. It could be ice baths. It could be float tanks. It could be, there's so many things, and modafinil is actually one of them, of the biohacking. So for myself, I'm always looking for an edge, always looking for some sort of way to, how can I be better? How can I be smarter? How can I be faster? How can I be better than I was yesterday and the year before? So that's what I am always trying to be. Am I always successful? No. Okay. You make some gains, you get some losses. You make some gains, you make some losses. Okay. It's just part of life. So, but as long as you're moving up, that's the biggest thing. So I was always looking for an edge, and I found things like AlphaBrain. Sorry, I'm always checking the, making sure the video is still recording, because it's tough. So, so I found all kinds of things, and then I also came across nootropics. So I came across nootropics, which are brain drugs, smart drugs, brain pills, all that kind of stuff, to kind of help you with your brain, and good ingredients for your brain. I actually heard some folks that call, normies, we'll call them. I was sitting in a restaurant back when you could sit in a restaurant. I was eating my sushi and stuff, and like these girls were talking about L-tyrosine. They're like, oh man, I want to try that stuff. You know, I thought it was just funny that just hearing normal people talk about something like L-tyrosine, and they're talking about it like it's like just like this wonder thing. They're like, oh man, it's like this, just the way they were talking about it. I was just kind of giggling to myself because, you know, they're just on such a basic level, but good for them, you know, good for them that they're looking into that kind of stuff. And I hope that, you know, they develop into something more, that they grow into like benefiting themselves with even better ingredients and better products and that are out there. And so, but it was just funny, like listening to their conversation as I was eating my sushi. So anyways, I was looking into, I've always looked into nootropics and smart drugs. They come in all shapes and sizes. They are main brain from, what's it called, Magnum Nutraceuticals, which is a really good one. There is also AlphaBrain, which is probably one of the most biggest and talked about. I actually use AlphaBrain. I actually really enjoy it. I use Total Human. They're big 30-day supply, huge. I think it's like, it works out to be like $6 Canadian a day, something like that, which is definitely well worth. It's an amazing product. Just got my latest 3-month supply of it. But I've got, I've tried all kinds of nootropics, smart drugs, all these kinds of things, and I really enjoyed them. But in my journey of trying the next one, trying out a new one, because they all have like different ingredients, different things, and so everything is different for everybody. Well, I'm not saying what I use currently right now is the best of the best that everybody should use, used, but I've used other ones that have probably been better, but not as convenient and what I need for in my life. So there's all kinds of different things that may match your lifestyle better, and could be better actually. But it all takes trial and error. So I was trying all these different things, but in my journey of nootropics and smart drugs, I always ran into this modafinil. Modafinil. Like, what the hell is this modafinil? I found out that it was a smart drug that people were always talking about, but you needed a prescription for it. And I was like, damn, you need a prescription for it. How am I going to get it if I need a prescription for it? So I then thought, well, whatever. So I was just kind of trying all these other smart drugs, and I was enjoying them. I was liking them. But then, once again, I kept running into modafinil. And I started reading this article, that article, watching this video, and I started looking into it more and more. And it eventually got to a point where I was just like, I gotta try this. This modafinil sounds amazing. I'm gonna try it. I have to try it. So I then continued my journey on how can I get this without getting a prescription. There's always, if you have a will, there's a way. So I found a website that actually allowed you to be able to buy it without a prescription. And I was like, no way. So at the time I was staying at this hotel, and I was working afternoons. And after I got home that evening, it arrived at the hotel, so I picked it up. I tucked myself into bed so I could wake up nice and early so I could finally try it. And so I woke up the next morning in my hotel room, and I took half of this pill. And I said, I'm going to take half. I think it was 200 milligram pill. So I took half. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to just kind of be in my hotel room and experiment with this. Now, remember, I'm not a doctor. Don't take any prescription pills without any fucking talking to your doctor and shit. Okay, I'm not liable for anything. Don't do anything stupid. Okay, so just remember that. But, so here I am in my hotel room, and I just wanted to experience this thing. Like, what does it feel like? You know, you have all these, like, things in your mind. You're like, wow. Does to you, you know, like, can you see through walls, you know? You can't. But what I wanted to do in my room was just do a little bit of stretching. I wasn't gonna work out. I just wanted to be in my room, and I was like, you know what, I'll have a nice good stretch session. And so I just turned on some music, and I started jamming to my music, and I decided that I was just gonna do a good stretch, maybe like a 45-minute stretch session. If you ever had a good 45-minute stretch session, like, it's good, you got it. So there I am, I'm in my hotel room, listening to some music, bobbing my head, and this pill is just, it's just doing its thing so far, and I can't feel it. Well, it's kicking in. So then here I am, 15 minutes goes by, I'm stretching, 30 minutes goes by, I'm still stretching. Next thing you know, I'm doing a few push-ups to get my heart rate up, get my blood pumping, and then I'm doing a few squats to get my heart rate up, get my blood pumping, get my blood flowing, and next thing you know, 45 minutes comes and goes, an hour comes and goes, 5 push-ups turns into 15, 15 push-ups turns into 30, 5 squats turns into 20, 20 squats turns into 50, like, next thing you know, 2 hours has passed like that. And I just did a full 2-hour long body weight workout in my hotel room. And I loved it. Have you ever done or tried to do a workout in your hotel room? Maybe even in your home. You know how hard that is, the motivation? At least when you go to the gym, you're there for a purpose. So when you're at home, that's what makes it more difficult, is because you don't have that separation of place. So that change of state, change of mind. So it makes it a little bit harder to have that motivation when you're at home. So this was my first experience on modafinil. I was like, whoa, I'm like, that was wild. Like, how did I just do that? Now, what did it feel like? This is probably the number one question everybody always wants to know, and it's probably the hardest question to try and explain to everybody. Because modafinil doesn't feel like anything. Well, it depends on what type of modafinil you get, actually. I should clarify that. Not all modafinils are created equally. There's different brands with their different spice on life. I've tried all different kinds. So, but for the most part, this one that I tried was very just, you didn't feel anything. So I'm talking to this guy at work, and I'm telling him, like, what I had experienced. And he says, man, like, how, like, tell me about it. Like, what, how, what did it feel like? Like, were you buzzing? Like, you know, were you just like, and I was like, no, man. I'm like, that's the thing, is that you weren't. You weren't at all. Like, it was crazy. And so I said, you just feel like you're in it to win it. And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, man. I don't even know how else to explain. You just feel like you're in it to win it. And that's what I always tell people. That's what I always, how I explain it to people. You really just, if you're focused on something, you're just in it to win it. You're like, I'm doing this right now. I'm doing this. And it's such an amazing feeling. Like, it's like, it like gives you that like sixth gear, you know? And so there I am. The next day I decided to do it again. So I work that afternoon. I then go, wake up the next morning. This time I'm going to go to the gym. So this time I go to the gym and I hop on the bicycle. Now this is just a shitty hotel gym. So the equipment wasn't that great at all. So I'm on this bike, and it's just like this shitty bike, and I'm going to warm up for 12 minutes. That's my idea of what I would like to do. But the only thing is that when I'm on the bike, I usually get bored, especially if it's like a shitty, uncomfortable bike. I get bored. And getting to 12 minutes for a 12-minute workout is extremely hard. I usually get bored, and then I hop off, and then I, you know, continue my warm-up elsewhere. I shit you not. 30 minutes goes by. I'm dripping in sweat. I just busted my ass on this bike like it was going out of style. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what? How are you going to do me like that? I'm like, that is nuts. 30 minutes on this bike, like nothing. The only reason I got that I stopped is because my ass got numb. There's one of those like sitting down bikes with your feet like in the front kind of deal. And so, yeah, so I was just like blown away. So that's my second day on modafinil. I go tell Buddy. Buddy tries it. He says to me, he's like, I know what you mean now. You don't feel it, but you just feel like you're right into it. I was like, yeah, man, it's incredible. It's so good. So then my third day, I'm now back in my home city. And so back in my home city, and here I am, I go to the gym again. This time I hop onto the rowing machine. So for anybody who's ever been on the rowing machine is a lot tougher than like a bike or running. It's using your whole entire body, and it's a really good exercise. So anyways, once again, warm up on the rowing machine takes a lot, okay? I did 20 minutes, and once again, the only reason I got off at 20 minutes is because my ass got sore. So, but I was like, holy smokes. I continued my workout. From there on out, I was doing like 2-hour-long workouts like they were going out of style. I was just fucking, okay. And then I also, this was also without caffeine as well. I remember I didn't take modafinil with caffeine for the longest time. I actually just wanted to do it. And so, yeah, it was just wild. That was my first 3 days with modafinil and trying it out, and I was like, man, this stuff is wild. So I go back, I'm now back in my home city, and I go to my buddy and I'm telling him, I'm like, yo, dude, I'm like, you should check this stuff out. Like, this stuff is wild. So I'm telling him about it, and he's looking at me, he's like, you take this? I was like, yeah. And so he was kind of surprised, because he knows me, that like, we've known each other since we were kids, and I'm not a big drinker, I'm not a big weed smoker. And so he was like, seriously? Like, oh, if you take it, I want to take it. So him and another buddy, they decided to take it. And the two of them were hilarious because they work together. And they were like, man, when we're working together and we're on this shit, we are like fucking, we are on point, man. He's like, we're just fucking just like on the same level and everything. Like, we're just ripping through work. And he's like, I'm throwing the hammer before he's even asking for it, you know? Like, it's just fucking awesome. And I'm like, man, that's hilarious. And so, but yeah, you are just so, like, on point. It is incredible. So, just trying to think as to, like, where I want to go next. Like, yeah, your focus and concentration is just, like, on, like, just dialed right in. I remember my one buddy says, he's like, sometimes the focus is too good, okay? And this is what I mean. So he's telling me the story. He's like, I'm watching, as they're moving this thing, I'm looking at buddy over there, and I'm like, he's gonna hit his head on that pole. And he says to me, he says, I was so focused, I was just, like, dialed right in. I was so focused, I didn't even bother telling the guy that he was gonna hit his head on the pole. I was just like, he's gonna hit his head on the pole. And I was just dialed right into it, and then he hit his fucking head on the pole. It wasn't, like, bad or anything. But he just said to me, he's like, man, I was so focused that I was just so focused on watching him hit his head on the pole. And so, yeah, it was just hilarious ass stuff. Another thing that I noticed is, I was training. When I was training, I had my trainer one time at my job. And so I was pretty tired on this shift. It was like kind of like a, you know, a shitty shift, and I was really tired. And so I had my trainer. Now, this is something that I saw afterwards, is that, so I took my pill, maybe it was half or something, and I took it right before work, and I was dialed right into my job. Like, I was doing my job, I was, you know, but I had my trainer there with me. But my trainer was like a micromanager, and I was already doing my thing. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Don't do it that way, do it this way. He's like, well, I told you not to do that. He's like, do you know how to do this? You know, he's just one of those micro fucking managers. And so, like, one thing I realized while on modafinil is that you get really annoyed at this kind of stuff. If somebody is blowing your buzz on your concentration, you are, like, extremely frustrated. You are just like, and so that's exactly what I was with this guy. And I was like, wow, this is an interesting feeling. Like, I never really get like this. Usually I just kind of brush things off. I'm like, whatever, dude, you're an idiot. But this was really, like, bothering me. And that's one thing I noticed. Now, there's a lot of side effects and everything to modafinil. I'm not going to get into them. It dries you out. Like, you need to drink a lot of water. But I'm not going to get into them. But I'm just going to share my experience as to how I got into it. So I started learning about, you know, what I liked about it, what I didn't like about it, when I was going to take it, when I wasn't going to take it. So when I was going to take it was, let's say if I had a lot of work to do on a client's website and I need a lot of focus and concentration to get a lot of work done, well, that's when I would probably take it. So I would take it in the morning and I would just be dialed right in. I would just be so focused, so, like, on point, and I could just sit behind my computer for, like, hours on end and just getting so much work done and just, like, live, just, like, loving it, you know, and it was just awesome. So that's when I would take it. If I was driving to Vancouver, let's say, for example, I wouldn't take it, and it just seems like a waste. Now, the thing is that you do build up a tolerance. So when you first take it, even if you take half, you may feel like the energy is too much. And like I said, it's not like drinking an extra large coffee, you know, triple espresso coffee, where you're just buzzing. Like, you almost don't feel it. That's the thing. And it's like I said, it's so hard to explain to someone. The best way to experience it is to try half, if you can, try half a pill. But make sure you're doing something that takes concentration and focus. So if you, if your job, maybe you're not going to be interrupted. I wouldn't necessarily suggest working out on it, because you never know what it could, how it could affect you. Also, like I said, I'm not a doctor. Read about it yourself. I'm just giving you my experiences and everything. So, yeah, I have used it. I do use it with caffeine now. So, depending on like whatever I am taking. So, let's see, what else was modafinil? Those were my experiences. I get comments from people all the time who have used it for the first time. It's usually the text message of like, dude, this stuff is wild, you know? Like, it really is. Now, you do build a tolerance. Can you get addicted to it like you can all the other, say, Adderall, Ritalin, all that other, like, shit that's very hard on the body? I'm not saying that modafinil isn't, but in comparison on how it's hard on the body, Adderall and Ritalin are extremely taxing on your body, and so... that's why a lot of people do like modafinil a lot better, because it's not as taxing, or it doesn't tax your body in the same way, let's say. Okay, I'm not going to say that it's not taxing on your body, okay? So that's not what I'm saying at all. So you're an adult, make your own discretion. And so, but you do build up a tolerance, and you don't get addicted to it. Addicted is, let's say, we'll use that word in a different way. So when you eat healthy and you feel the benefits of eating healthy, in a way you get addicted to eating healthy. It's actually a mental illness, I remember reading an article. Apparently it's a mental illness to be eating healthy. Oh my god. And we're like, it's just crazy how these people fucking, you know, manipulate people. But yeah, I remember reading that article. It's a mental illness to be eating healthy. Eating trash is not. No, not at all. No, eating trash is normal, right? So anyways, when you eat healthy and you feel the effects and the benefits from eating healthy, you get addicted to them, right? Who wouldn't? Right? When you go up here and then you come back down here, you're kind of like, I don't really like it down here. I want to stay back up here. So you get addicted to them. So in a way... So you build a tolerance. So I took modafinil for 6 weeks straight every single day. When you first take modafinil, you don't want to take a whole pill. Like, you don't want to, okay? You want to ease yourself into it. You want to know what it feels like. You want to know how it is. And it can be a little bit much if you take a whole one, okay? You just have so much focus and concentration. It's wild. So... You don't want to take a whole one. You probably couldn't. You'd probably overload yourself with focus and concentration. And so, I took it for 6 weeks every single day. One pill every single day for 6 weeks. 6 times 7, 42. Correct me if my math is wrong. So, 42. What did I feel from it? What did I get from it? What did I realize from it? I realized that at the end of my 6 weeks, pretty much you wouldn't feel anything from taking a pill. It sucked. You're just like, well, this is lame. I actually took two. On the very last day, I took two. So I took two, and I was just like, wow. You would never want to take two. I actually heard of a story of one guy who took two. Told him to fucking take half of one, wait an hour. He didn't. He waited like 5 minutes and then took a fucking another like two. And then he was like, man, that shit fucked me up. I'm like, yeah, I bet it did. And so anyways, yeah, the last day of my 6 weeks, I took two. And I was like, wow. I'm like, you would never want to take two on your first day. But here I am. I can take two 6 weeks down the road after taking them every single day. But I don't want to be taking two, and I also don't need to take them every single day as well. And actually, the reason I took them every day was because I think I was laid off from work. So that's mainly when I took them, when I was off work. I didn't necessarily take them when I was working, because I didn't necessarily need them. Sometimes I do if I get a really shitty, you know, schedule. Sometimes I might take, you know, one or whatever, but I mostly take them when my days are off. So when I got laid off, now I was focused on my website, side business, all this other stuff, and now I was taking them every day. And then I also wanted to see what would happen. I already knew from research that, you know, you would build the tolerance, and I wanted to test it out for myself. And so you get a tolerance, you also don't get addicted to it. Because after I had the tolerance built, I was like, well, I don't want to take this every single day. I don't need to take it every single day. So then I would try and find those really important days to take it. So now I wanted to get off the tolerance. So I wanted to get back to having one as being effective, not two. So I went a week without taking it, took it, same thing. It was kind of like meh. I was like, okay, well, the tolerance seems to be built up pretty high. Then I went 2 weeks without taking it and took one. Meh. You know, same thing, kind of like meh. I was like, okay, wow. What I realized is that the tolerance takes very fast to get into it. 6 weeks, let's say. But it's very, very long to get out of it. I went months without taking it because I wanted to get out of it. I was like, man. So, but was I craving anything? Did I notice any effects? Me personally, no. Like I said, talk to your doctor, whatever you wanted to try, prescription pill, yada, 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 all that good stuff, okay? I'm not a doctor. For me personally, no, I didn't get addicted to it. I did enjoy the focus and the concentration, absolutely, 100%. Who wouldn't, right? So, but I didn't feel any withdrawals or anything like from it. I just said, okay, I'm just got rid of it. After a while, I then said, hey, look, I want to get it again. But then that's also when I tried armodafinil. So there's a different one, armodafinil. Modafinil and armodafinil, there's two different ones. There's actually, okay. But then there's different brands within those two. So that's what I did. I got back onto it on that and to try armodafinil. And so now I have armodafinil and modafinil. Wild, absolutely wild. So yes, modafinil. So now I'll use it. Like if there's a time when I am needing a lot of stuff to do, like I have a project that I'm working for with a client of mine for their website and their marketing, that is when I will use modafinil, armodafinil, when I have a lot of work to do, I've got a lot of focus and concentration. I put on my headphones, I jam out to some music, and I just get the work done. You know, I kick ass and take names, that's what I do. And so it's amazing. Look into it, check it out. But before you ever try modafinil, try smart drugs first, because those might actually be more than enough for you. Alpha Brain, Main Brain from Magnum Nutraceuticals. There's OptiMind. There's so many smart drugs, nootropics. You can get them at GNC. You can get them at your supplement stores. All those are the over-the-counter. You can be introductory with like L-tyrosine and be like these ladies who are talking about L-tyrosine. I just think it's so cute, you know. I love when people are like talking about stuff like that. Like, oh man, have you heard about this L-tyrosine? It's like Adderall, but like not bad for you, you know. You just hear like what they talk about, how they say things about it. I just think it's cute. I'm like, that's cute, you guys are talking about, you know, like, you know, it's good though. But I'm glad that, you know, you guys are looking into kind of stuff like that. So like I said, I hope for them that they continue their education in this kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that they need to get into modafinil, but you know, they get into, well, let's say, a better diet, all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. So yeah, before ever trying something like modafinil, try smart drugs, try nootropics. You can buy them everywhere. There's all kinds of very good ones, very highly rated. And remember, when it comes to supplements, that not every supplement is the same. What you use might affect you differently than it might affect me. So I may like something that you may not like, okay? And that's the thing. For me personally, you know, I'm always trying different things. I've tried a million things, and you will always see me trying different things, and so that's part of it. Some people, they'll try one thing, and they're like, oh, those stupid smart drugs didn't work, and yeah, it's lame. Well, you know, maybe that one didn't for you, but maybe this other one does, and so there's all kinds of things. Maybe you tried butter coffee with, like, shitty butter. Okay, but you didn't try butter coffee with good coffee. Maybe you tried butter coffee and you, whatever it may be, okay, you're always trying. It's an experimental thing. Okay, most people, they go into the vitamin store, they're like, oh, doctor said I need to take more vitamin D. And then they go to the fucking supplement store and they buy, like, the shittiest vitamin D that there is. And you're just like, well, you know, you can try and tell them different, but, you know, who are you, right? Because they're like, well, you're not a doctor. I'm like, well, no, I'm not a doctor, and fucking, you know, your doctor is not a fucking nutritionist, okay? So, like, let's use your same logic and your same fucking ridiculous argument here, okay? Yeah, not all supplements are created equally. Not all vitamins are created equally. But just stay away from, like, the everyday kind of stuff. That stuff is just trash. And so, but always try something different, okay? GNC brands, stay away from GNC brands. Those are garbage, okay? I fucking hate GNC. You can go in there and they always try to sell you their trash. And always, like, they don't care. Like, Popeyes is a good supplement store here in Canada. I like those guys. They're very educated. That's how I got onto Magnum Nutraceuticals, is from the guys at Popeyes, because I was actually using another brand, and they actually steered me to Magnum Nutraceuticals, which is actually a Canadian company. And so I was like, that's cool. I like that. So represent. So very, very cool. Very highly educated people. You can tell them what you're currently using, and they will actually find something that is in comparison. And so very, very neat. I've tried all kinds of things from Magnum, from All Max, Onnit's actually a really good brand as well. Like I said, I use Total Human right now. Activation Products is another good one. That's where I get my magnesium spray. It's good for sleep. They have all kinds of oils and stuff that you can use, and that I really highly recommend those as well. The only problem for me is that they're not very convenient for me in, like, my life and everything. I really like them. You got phytoplankton, you got all kinds of stuff with that stuff, and doesn't necessarily taste good, okay? Like, we got to get away from this, like, whole, like, tasting good kind of stuff. Sometimes we got to make sacrifices. I was taking phytoplankton. You know how disgusting phytoplankton is? It's all salty and shit, and it's just, like, it's nasty. It smells horrid. It tastes horrid. And you put it in your, like, under your tongue. But I remember, like, how amazing you feel. It's just so wicked. So, but it's just not a convenient. I'm lugging around all these oil bottles and shit. I'm like, man, it's a fucking pain in the ass for me, you know? And so I just hated that aspect. And so there are some things that are probably way better than Total Human, but I love the convenience of Total Human. That is what works for me. So depending on you and your lifestyle, you may have something that's completely different and works way better for your lifestyle. So always remember that. It's a trial and error thing. Even if you try something and you like it, I actually tried Total Human a long time ago, back when I was using modafinil at that same hotel. When I first tried modafinil, I was using Total Human at that point. And at first I was like, man, this is really expensive though. That's the only downside. But then I said, well, if I'm spending this kind of money on something like this, what else could I spend this money on? So then I started trying other things as well. Because if you're spending, you know, $100, $200 a month on certain supplements, well, you know, you can basically try anything. So that's what I was doing, and I found Total Human to be just like really good for me and my lifestyle and what I like, and so very convenient. But there are a lot of great products out there. There's all kinds of things. It's a trial and error thing. What do you like? What do you not like? What will you take for in the long term? You know, there's all kinds of things. So before ever trying something like modafinil, always try other things. Try butter coffee. If you haven't tried butter coffee, try butter coffee. Try different types of butter. There's like the gold premium. What is it called? Carrie's Gold, I think it's called. Butter. I don't know if you can get it in Canada or the States, but I used to get it in Australia. Canada has a very hard time of getting good grass-fed butter. It's very hard to find, unfortunately. But there are places where you can get it if you're in the bigger cities, which is nice. So, like I said, trial and error when it comes to supplements, food, diets, all kinds of things. The carnivore diet may not be for you, but who knows, maybe a vegan diet may be for you. Maybe, you know, that's the thing, is that it's all trial and error, okay? Keto diet may not be for you. You may not like eating just straight bacon, but you may enjoy eating fucking a whole plate full of vegetables and nuts. Like, who knows, right? So it's trying different things, feeling it, and giving it a good try as well. That's also a huge thing. And so many people don't do that. They're like, oh, I tried that, and they like did it, they like ate one salad of their entire life, and they're like, oh, I tried the vegan lifestyle, they don't work. You've been a pig for 30 years of your life and you tried dieting for fucking 2 weeks. Like, what do you expect? Miracles? Like, your body doesn't even know what the fuck is you're putting inside of it. And so that's the thing that I always tell people, is like, when you start something, like if you've been like just fucking terrible in the beginning, like terrible diet, well, they're gonna be like, your body's gonna be like, what the hell is this stuff? I tried all raw fruits and vegetables and nuts as well for an entire week. That was hard as hell. That was so hard. But by the end of that week was incredible, the amount of energy that I had. I remember I was just fucking on point. And so, but you were eating so much. It was incredible how much I was eating. Just to eat 500 calories of fruits and vegetables is extremely hard. Okay, you're constantly full, and I was. And then you digest it so fast that you then become hungry, like incredibly hungry in an instant. Like, it was just like, bam, you're hungry, and you're like super hungry. Like, you'd have your, you're like, oh my God. You could smell somebody's BO, and that would smell good to you. You're like, I don't know what that is, but I want it. Like, it was just, it was wild. True story, you know, it's just wild. So you got to try all kinds of different things. I'm always experimenting. That's biohacking. You're trying different things. You know, how can I get a better edge? How can I get more energy? How can I get more focus? How can I get more clarity? How can I sleep better? If you want to hack your sleep. Hacking your sleep is probably one of the best things you can do. I actually track my sleep. I have my phone that sits in front of me. I don't have it on. I don't have like the Bluetooth and shit, just like, you know, frying my brain while I'm sleeping. But I have it tracking with the accelerometer so that it sees when I'm moving and everything. Wakes me up with a certain kind of alarm. And I can tell what is working, what is not working. Is the pot working? Is the Total Human working? Is stretching working in my day? Is, you know, what's affecting my sleep? Is the moon fucking affecting my sleep? You can actually even see that. So there's all kinds of things. We can literally talk about this kind of stuff for hours. And maybe I'll go a little bit deeper in other kinds of products and everything, how I hack my sleep, how what I do. And so, but try, trial and error, guys. You're going to spend a lot of money, and that's just the way that it is. I can try and help you and point you in right directions of companies that, if you're like, hey, what's a good company that I should look for, because there seems to be so many, I can kind of help you point in that direction. But get out there, try it, experiment, and increase that sleep for yourself, increase that energy, that focus, that motivation, everything. So, geez, it's unfortunate. unfortunate. You ever see, like, a good-looking person with a mask on walking by themselves, and you're like, it's a good thing you got that mask on, you know, like, because if I would have, like, saw you without the mask, I would have been like, whoa, that chick is banging, bruh. But then when you wear the mask, it's like, hey, look, I'm an idiot walking by myself with my fucking mask on, okay? And you're like, okay, at least you have your looks, you know, I can see why you've gone so far in life. So anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed this podcast. Hope you enjoyed this video. And I will talk to you later, all right? And so I'm going to go do some barefoot walking. So that's a form of meditation and biohacking. If you want to learn more about that, you can check out, I believe it was episode 2 of the Unplug Freedom podcast, cold showers and barefoot walking and the benefits of it and why I do it and why I love it. And so this is my first one of the season. I think it's going to be a little bit chilly up there, but I hope that I'm going to be able to get all the way to the top, and I'm pretty sure there's no snow up there, but yeah, so loved it. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and hope to hear about your experiences with better supplements, maybe even smart drugs, and maybe how they've helped you, benefited you, and if you wanted to ever try modafinil, and you know, I'd love to know your experience as well, and what you think of it, and that kind of stuff. And so yeah, definitely, and even barefoot walking and cold showers, oh my god, I love cold showers. I tell you, cold showers is just amazing. I could talk about cold showers, it's just so much. So okay, I'll let you guys go. All right, thank you for watching and listening, and I will talk to you guys later. Don't forget to join my email list at unplugfreedom.com. You can join my email list there. You can also get my free ebook as well, and you can join Telegram, my channel on Telegram, since I was censored on all the other social media platforms. You can join my Telegram at unpluggedfreedom.com, search for Unplugged Freedom at Telegram. You can join my channel there. And what else we got? We got the podcast here. You can listen to the podcast anywhere. And so we will talk soon. I hope you enjoyed it. Chat out, Nathan. Yeah.